This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Dr. Ronnie Yearwood and Steve Blackett have been expelled from the Democratic Labour Party. Barbados's tourism sector gets a boost from a major airlift increase in the airlift out of the UK and Canada. Proposed Sandals job cuts blamed on a downturn in business and could be region-wide. Government urged to block the increased loss of agricultural land to real estate development. And U.S. vice presidential candidates agree to an October 1st debate. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Dr. Ronnie Yearwood and Steve Blackett have been expelled from the opposition Democratic Labour Party. In a notice to DLP members late last night, the party's acting General Secretary, Pedro Shepherd, announced that the suspended President and General Secretary had been kicked out of the party. Dr. Yearwood and Mr. Blackett, who had been elected to two-year terms that were to expire next year, had been suspended from office over developments largely connected to their opposition to the party's new political leader, Ralph Thorne, who had crossed over from the ruling Barbados Labour Party. In the notice, Mr. Shepherd reports on what he says was the outcome of a General Council meeting that had on its agenda an update by Chairman of the Disciplinary Committee, Reverend Dr. David Durant. Mr. Shepherd says the General Council received an extensive report from the party's Disciplinary Committee about its investigation into charges tabled against Dr. Yearwood and Mr. Blackett. The report recommended the expulsion from the party of both the suspended President, Dr. Yearwood, and suspended General Secretary, Mr. Blackett. Mr. Shepherd adds that the council considered the report and voted to expel both men with immediate effect. The council also voted that Acting President Andre Worrell and Acting General Secretary Pedro Shepherd would continue in their respective roles for this month's DLP annual conference and until elections are held to fill the positions of President and General Secretary. The Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, BHTA, has outlined plans for a major increase in airlift to Barbados that it expects to further boost arrivals that continue to trend upwards. Chairman of the BHTA, Javon Griffith, delivering the association's quarterly update, disclosed that airline seats into Barbados will be further increased from the upcoming winter season.
Barbados will experience a gradual increase in flights into the island from the start of the winter 2024-2025 flight schedules, which commences on Sunday, October 27, 2024. By November, these increases will become even more robust and point towards new echelons for our tourism industry. British Airways will double their London Heathrow to Barbados flights and will be operating up to 62 flights a month, providing 15,472 seats to Barbados on this key route this winter. Virgin Atlantic will also double their London Heathrow to Barbados flights and will also resume their popular Manchester to Barbados flight and will be operating combined up to 78 flights a month.
Airline seats out of the United States will also be increased.
Commencing October 29, 2024, JetBlue will be tripling their flights from Boston Logan International to Barbados. These new flights will equate to 13 flights a month, totaling some 2,091 seats from Boston to Barbados. We are absolutely thrilled by American Airlines' resumption of flights from two important gateways to Barbados. Daily flights to New York JFK return to Barbados from November 5th, adding up to 5,332 seats a month. A few days later, on November 9th, weekly flights from Philadelphia to Barbados will return. 8 years after suspending the Atlanta to Barbados route, Delta also returns to the daily service this winter.
Chairman of the BHTA, Javon Griffith. And Chief Executive Officer of the BHTA, Ryan Ford, says proposed layoffs by Sandals Barbados have been attributed to a downturn in business, but the hotel chain's staff in Barbados may not be the only ones affected by any job cuts. The Barbados Workers Union has complained that Sandals plans to retrench up to 200 workers. Mr. Ford was asked about the matter during the BHTA's briefing.
No, they haven't made it known to BHT in terms of what is the total changes or outcome. For us, the initial information is based off of CSIL, but what we've been notified on is that it's not only targeted towards Barbados. However, we've not been given the full explanation in terms of what is going on in the entire Caribbean region. So until we have that information, we wouldn't want to put out information on the entire corporation of Sandals. We've only been told on the downturn of business and those changes, but we don't know anything further.
CEO of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, Ryan Ford. Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul, wants government to intervene and block what he says is the increasing loss of vital agricultural land to real estate development. Mr. Paul believes the trend has major implications for Barbados's hopes of boosting agricultural output.
We are saying to those persons who apply for this change of use in terms of from agriculture into other things, usually real estate, that it cannot work. We need to start to tell people in this country that we cannot continue to countenance taking farmland and corrupting it for their own private means. In other words, they walk away for a lot of cash, but at the same time, the basis upon which we can expand the agricultural sector, that is destroyed. Yes, I would want the government to intervene in that way.
CEO of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul. Meantime, BAS President Henderson Williams, who also heads the Pig Farmers Association, says the society is working with government on a number of initiatives to boost pork production.
We have approached the Ministry of Agriculture and we've had quite a bit of consultation with them. One is the return of the yield program. They have committed making that happen. The establishment of district, I don't want to say breeder farms, but points of which we could get pig production, the improvement of genetics and so on. The rebates that are currently on the books of the Ministry of Agriculture, we've asked that they deepen the amount so that people will actually have like a 75% rebate for matters, even if it's just for a year, related to the production, to pig production.
Government has also set up a fund to assist livestock farmers.
And that's one of the main concerns that is troubling, particularly the smaller producers who would have been able to have an arrangement directly with the supermarket. Not all supermarkets are doing that, but some of them are doing that. And we ask them to have conversations because we understand that there are other players in the space, because don't fool yourself. There are entities that will have no problem with having a situation where production in Barbados becomes so low that we're forced to import. And what it does effectively is that it kills the local industry.
President of the Barbados Agricultural Society, Henderson Williams. The Transport Board has acknowledged challenges with its service in rural areas, but insists that work has been done to address it. An explanation was given by Chief Executive Officer of the Board, Fabian Wharton, during the last Parish Speaks town hall meeting in St. Andrew at the Aline School. A resident of Lakes St. Andrew shared her frustration on the length of time it takes to get a bus to her home. Mr. Wharton explained rural areas and schools are usually given priority, but said some buses have been pulled for inspection in preparation for the new school term.
Particularly at this time of the year, you are also going to get some impacts because all of the electric buses that we have, except the two that came in January, February, arrived in Barbados between July and September, in that range, which means it's the time for inspection. What we have to do is strategically pull buses out in order to make sure that when we get back into September, we can maintain the level of service that we have. So you may have a situation, and it doesn't happen every day, you may have a situation on an on-off occasion where you may attempt to board a bus at 1:30 if you get into the terminal at, say, 20 minutes to 2 and you miss the 1:30, there is a high probability you may not get the 2:30, but more likely than not, you will get the 3:30. That is what happens.
Mr. Wharton stressed that resources have been diverted from other routes to St. Andrew to ensure that they are taken care of. And finally, the vice presidential candidates J.D. Vance and Tim Walz have agreed to a debate on October 1st. American television network CBS said the debate in New York would be moderated by journalists Nora O'Donnell and Margaret Brennan. Meanwhile, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris have agreed to debate on ABC on September 10th. The former president had initially said he would only debate his opponent on Fox News. Ms. Harris rejected those conditions, arguing that the Trump campaign had already agreed to ABC when it was presumed Joe Biden would be the Democratic nominee. Recapping the headlines. Dr. Ronnie Yearwood and Steve Blackett have been expelled from the DLP. Barbados' tourism sector gets a boost from a major increase in airlift out of the UK and Canada. Proposed Sandals job cuts blamed on a downturn in business and could be region-wide. Farmers, or I should say government, urged to block the increasing loss of agricultural land to real estate development, and U.S. vice presidential candidates agreed to an October 1st debate. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. The next newscast is at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.